the short one.
Okay, we're in front custom day halacha out. Okay, there's going to be two parts to what we're going to do today. First, let's read the din shochar. Yesh lizar, the mechaber says, okay, before we start the mechaber is coming to answer the big, most, mamash, the most fundamental question that there is about hagol kelim, at least in my mind. The most fundamental question about hagol kelim, which is, if I do hagol on a kli, and the hagol brings the water, brings the bleeds out of the kli, what in the world is the point of doing that hagol? The bleeds are going to go right back in. You're sitting and cooking the pot in hot water. So you took the bleeds out, you put the bleeds back in. Okay, so the mechaber, the words the mechaber is going to see is going to give a thought, is going to be hinting at about five different answers. Maybe there are more answers.
Right.
I think Kazan
correct.
And there are many more answers. And all the things that the mechaber is going to talk about are going to be hints at that there are answers to that question. Okay? Yesh lizar lahagol kodesh shachamishis. It's a good idea to do the hagolah before the fifth hour, which means is of the beginning of the fifth hour, which is when chametz becomes asur before Pesach. Kadesh lo yitzdarach l'dakdik, so you won't have to be mdakdik on this whole list of things. He's about to give a list of things you don't have to be careful about. If you'll do hagolah after the time when chametz is asur, then chametz is asur, and it'll be like any other asur, and you'll have to be mdakdik on all these things he's about to say because of the kasha that I just asked you. The bleeds are going to go right back in. If you're going to do it before that time, kasha is going to Pesach today, when there's no chametz is not asur, so then you won't have to be makbar on all these things, and that has to do with makbar not. We're going to talk. That's the second part we're going to talk about. Okay, but if you'll do it when chametz is not asur, then you don't have to be makbar, which is why kadesh leitzarach l'dakdik imal kelim b'nei yamin. You won't have to worry that the kelim should be ain't b'nei yamin or lav. You don't care. The Rambam says, the parentheses, miyesh tamach mayu neged kli hamagel, or if there's shishim in the water connected with ikasher.
What you say? Shishim, then it's water even on Pesach.
If it's shishim, then even after the shachamishis, you can kasher. You cannot kasher on Pesach. That's the Rambam that we're not going to do today. On Pesach, there's a different problem. You can't do it because that's a mashal. Right? But it means that after the shachamishis, until the rest of the day, then you have to be makhlut because the bleeds will be isser. They have to be bottled. The chayin, the mazal, kelim shabliyosim, muetas, and kelim shabliyosim, ruba. We had talked about this in Tafna now. I don't remember which din. That if you have some kelim have a lot of bleeds, and some kelim have a little bleeds, then what happens is, let's say the kli with that's a kli rishon, it loses its bleed after 5 seconds, and the kli that's a kli sheni loses its bleed after 2 seconds. So what's going to happen is there are some rishonim who answer the kasha that we mentioned. How are you going to kasha a kli? The bleed is going to come back in. So we've already passed two answers. One is going to be ain't b'nei yamin. So the bleed will go out of the kli into the water, and when it comes back in, it'll be that time with kav. The second answer, that was one answer. The second one is the shmishishin. If the shmishishin say the bleed comes out into the water, it's multiple, it can come back in, it doesn't trip up the clean. That's the second answer. Those are the two main answers. Then another answer is that the bleed, as it's coming out, it can't go back in. Okay? While the bleeds are coming out, they can't go back in. So, but if you have a klisheni and a klimishin, okay, or you'll have a kli that has a lot of bleed and a little bleed, so the kli mishan takes 5 seconds for the bleed to come out. The kli sheni takes 2 seconds to come out. So if you put them both in for 5 seconds, the kli sheni will have finished giving up its bleed after 2 seconds and will start reabsorbing. Okay, so according to that teretz, okay, you'd have to be makbar. Or let's say you have the kli mishan takes 5 seconds, so you leave it in. Let's say you leave it in for 10 seconds. Okay, so according to that teretz, that the only way you can kasher is by leaving it in for just the right amount of time. If you wait till after the shachar mishnas, you have to be makbar on that. If you do it before the shachar mishnas, you don't have to worry about that. No problem. We'll talk why in a second. The eidah b'shana is on kol kach. Or maybe you do two eidah b'chayin. Kadesh lo yitzdaich l'zorsh le'anu hu hamayim r'sichasim. Others give an answer that the reason why hagolah works is because while the water is boiling, it can't put time in. It's only put in time when it's warm, but if it's boiling, you can't do it. So what happens if you put in the kli and the water gets below boiling for a second? Okay, so then at that point it'll absorb. So you won't have to be back with that also. Okay, now what I said is what the mechaber, the way the shabura understands what the mechaber is trying to say, that if the bleah comes out when the water is boiling, the bleah comes out, but it can't go back in. So the mechaber is saying if you break the shachamishis, you'll be stuck. You'll have to be makbar that the water should never stop boiling. The Ramah understood that the Mechaber was saying, what I'm saying is what the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Ramah understood the Mechaber says that as if there's a problem if the water will get below Roisim for a second, is that's just a problem because of the Bliya. So the Ramah says, whoa, Achram Chokim Vishriluhu, Dein HaGolim Yelosh Klub and Ein HaMayim Roisim. The Ramah says, hold on a second. Plenty of people hold, it's a Machlok like this, but most hold, and that's the Ikra Din, that the water has to be Roisim. So you're just pointing out, it has to do it before Shachar Mishnah, it's an after Shachar Mishnah. He thought the Mechava was saying that if you do it before Shachar Mishnah, it doesn't have to be Roishchim. So he said, no. Akein Yeshu Zara, Afil Kozmish is Mani Suroi, Sheyanu Chavayim Misi Chosin, Kozman Shemagal, then it has to be Roishchim the whole time. Okay, Shaloi, we'll get into the end of the Mechava. Shaloi Yachnes HaKeim at Jesu Chavayim. You shouldn't put the Keim into the water until the water comes to a boil, because again, if not, it'll give up, it'll be able to reabsorb, and it won't be boiling. If you do it before the Shachamish, after the Shachamish, you're going to be stuck that the kli that you're kashering, the pot that you're using for the kashering, you'll have to kasher it before and after. Those are two different cases. Before means if it'll be a chametz stick of kli, then how are you going to kasher this chametz stick of kli? You're going to make the other things, so you have to kasher it before it. And after you kasher it, the bleas went into the pot. So now the pot has to be kashered if you want to use it for Pesach. So you shouldn't have to be mocked with all those things. So you got all these different answers. Get rid of all these chashas if you mock them before Shachar Mishnah. So before I get to the napar, let me just say some of the pasim over here. Okay. First is the Bir Halacha says he's like perplexed. The Mechaber makes it like there are like he has two kashas. The Mechaber makes it like there are like five answers as to answer this kasha. How do you stop the bleeds from coming back in? There's it should be in binyamin. It should be b'shishim. It should stay boiling. It's a whole bunch of different answers. So the Mishmur says, as I said, the real answer, the Ikkar HaDin is like the two answers. Either it's Einim and Yayimai, or the Shishim and the Bliya. Those are the two answers. The other answers that Rishonim give, we don't hold like those answers. If a person would do those answers and not the Einim and Yayimai, we wouldn't be saying Mechabat. It's Rishonim who say that, but we're not saying Mechabat. So why does the Mechabat say those answers at all? We don't hold like those answers. If you did those answers after Shachar Mishnah, it's not going to work. If you just made sure the water was always boiling the whole time, that doesn't work. We don't say Mechabat those Rishonim. And a different answer, that's one half of the question. So one half of the question. And another question that Bir Halacha asks is that, why does Mechaber say you have to do them all? He says, like, if you wait till after the Shachar Mishnah, you'll have to do all these things. Not do all of them, you have to do just one of them. These are just different ways to get around it. What is this thing that you do all of them? Okay, so it can drive the answer to that question. Is that there's a Magen Avraham that maybe there's a minig to taka be makfid on all these things. Okay? To wrap all these sheets together, so maybe that's what he's trying to say. But
I don't think anybody argues on anybody even working. We're just going to have to do it.
That's a variation of what I said. Variation of the Bir Halacha's kasha is not your way. You're saying so if anybody ever, who would argue with that? Mm-hmm. The Bir Halacha says, but we don't agree to the other answers anyhow. That's like no, so you're stuck with those three answers.
The same question.
Yes. Okay. So okay, I'll. You're right. It's the same type of a question. He's very confused. He doesn't understand what the Mechaber is saying over here. He's giving all these answers, and he doesn't. They don't seem to be. He doesn't have me. Okay, that's the question. Another thing is, I'm going to skip that. We'll do that for later. The Mechaber at the end said that there's a din that if you'll kasher when after the fifth hour, then you're going to have to kasher the pot itself. We're going to see later, halacha vav, I think it is, that there's a machlokes, how well you have to kasher that outside pot. Okay? We don't do it, because for us, it's simple. The pot that we kasher with, we just use the pot that's in the binyamin. We just ignore the whole problem of kashering the outside pot. We just use the pot that's in the binyamin, so we don't worry about that pot. But if you would use a pot that was binyamin, and you want to kasher it first, there's a machlokes we'll see in halacha vav, how seriously you have to
kasher
it. The pot, the kashering pot. Not the pot that's the...
What's the difference between binyamin and binyamin? You take a place on the pot?
If you take a chametz stick of pot,
take
a chametz stick of pot, and it was you just made noodles in it. Now you want to kasher in it. So what are you doing kasher? You're making your things chametz. So you have to, the mechaber took that kashering that outside pot first. Okay, so in halacha vav there's going to be a machlok because in halacha vav we're talking about kashering big pots that are really big that you can't get into something else. There's a machlok to see how well you have to kasher. There's a cooler over there.
Okay. If you're not banat, if you're the now not banat,
that's okay. So we're going to hold the napanat for 1 second. Okay. Okay, there's also another thing. The Mechaber mentioned talking about how long you should leave the keli in the water for. Okay, he said if you'll do it before the Shachar Mishnah, you don't have to be mocked with exactly how long, not to leave it too long or too short. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha and the Shachar, they all have something to say about this, say that really min hadin, the bliya comes out in a second. We talked about this false and tough enough. The bliya comes out right away in a second. But the Shachar says it's you should leave it a little bit. You should leave it for a mikabok lachatchil toiv lahashlis ma'ad. I don't know what ma'at means, but leave it a second. Not just bounce in and out, but to leave it for some kind of a time. Whatever that means. Sharatim says, again, min hadin, you don't have to. It's a second. Mikomak, he says, lechatchil toiv lahashlis ma'at. You should leave it a drop. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. A short amount. Okay, and I have to second one thing before we get to the nap or not, which is the main thing we have to talk about, is there's a deen came to Mishnah, which is a very, it's negative to us. More than to regular people, which is the Mechaber talked about that the water shouldn't cool off. Okay, that if you do before Shachar Mitzvahs, you don't have to worry about the water cooling off. If it cools off a little bit, that's okay. So the Mishnah says, you know, there's a problem that when you kasher a lot of kelim at once, as you drop in more and more, let's say, pieces of silverware into the pot, it cools the water down. It's not going to be roasted anymore. So he says, you know, so he says, really, you should be makbid that the water always comes back to a boil before you put the next pot thing in. If you have a bunch of silverware, you should wait till it reboils between each one. So then he's melamed tzchus on the fact that people are not so makbid on that. Okay, he's saying you should do it, but he's being melamed tzchus on why people are not makbid. And he says, you know, most of the time we kasher things that only have a bleed through irui. He says plates and silverware, his example spoons, for whatever reason. He says there are things that have bleed through irui. And things that have a bleed through irui only have to be kashered with water that's yatzei ledes by. And therefore, the fact that the water is not in a boil, he's being malamed tzchus by, they're not being makbid on it, so they're being yatzei in anyhow. You're not doing the perfect hagol, but at least you're being yatzei in. That's how he's malamed tzchus.
This is
Mishmura. This is Mishmura's limud tzchus. He doesn't bring it. It's just his own thing. He just says that it's a limud tzchus on why people are not so makbid on it. He says you should be, but he says it's a limud tzchus why people are not so makbid on it. So it's just interesting to me that he said when you could things that were belayed through irui, you could kasher with a lower temperature, and his lower amount was yatzei ledes point, which is a thing that we've said in the past, back in, I don't know where, back when you kasher a kli through kelim that are belayed through kavush, that the din is by stam yayin and maybe even by chametz also, you can kasher them with milu v'irui. And the Ramah there in Yerideh, we talked about this, the Ramah says you could maybe kasher with irui kli rishon also. So Rabbi Belsky and Rabbi Shapta have said, or have said something that they say, that when you can kasher with irui kli rishon, the wood only has to be yatzei ledes point. It doesn't have to be roasted. So I said to them, why should it only be yatzei ledes point? So they said, when you do irui kli rishon, irui of roisken, it's not going to stay roisken, the water is going to cool down a certain amount. So, now, supposedly, the Chazanish said that since it's going to cool down a certain amount, so it's not going to be roisken. So what shear does it have to be? It has to be some shear, like, you know, on our chart of different shear that we have. It's got to fit into one of those shear, so the next one down on the chart, if the roisken, the next one that you're going to hit is going to be yad for this point. So therefore, if it doesn't have to be roisken, you can't just say it could be anything. It's got to be some official amount. So the official amount is yatzei ledes point. Okay, now, of course,
Why shouldn't it be kavanah kapalta,
please? Why shouldn't it be kavanah kapalta? That's what you think. Or why, and who even said such a thing that it has to be an amount that's on the chart? You know what I mean? Who said that the chart that, you know, if it doesn't hit this line, hits this line, it's whatever it is. The amount that you pull from it. What'd you say? That's a different kasher, which is, that's a different kasher. That if you think that it's roisken until 190, when you pour, it's going to be roisken. It's going to, from 212, it's going to still be 190 if you pour. That's a different kasher. So anyways, so supposedly the Chazanish says this, and I can never find it in the Chazanish. Okay? I looked around and I couldn't find it in the Chazanish saying such a shita that you could do that. Maybe it's still out there. But I don't really know what it means, what it is. And there's another kasher. I think we talked about this. There's another kasher, which is, there is another shear. It's called Yad Nechlis Point. There's another one before you hit Yad Nechlis Point. There's another line on the chart called Yad Nechlis Point. Okay.
That's a chumrin to change.
I know, but I mean, if you just look on your chart, you want to see, you know, where are the lines on the chart? There's another line before you get to down to Yad Nechlis Point. But whatever it is, I don't know, but the Mishnah Berurah is saying that. The Mishnah Berurah just said that since these kelim only were belayed through Iru commission, therefore they can be kashered with Yad Nechlis Point. Now, I don't know why he says that. I don't understand him any better than I understand them. But to hear someone saying that, here's the Mishnah Berurah saying that the bleah was through irui klibishim, and you can catch with the yatzei ledes point. So I don't know why. So, but it makes me feel a little bit better about what they're saying. I still don't understand it. And we've talked about this. I still don't understand it. But at least we have more of a mekarta. Okay. Now I keep dancing around the question. Okay, which is now about the not for not. What is the Mechaber saying? He's saying is, if you And the Ramah is going to say the same thing. We're not going to read the Ramah today, but the Ramah is going to say the same thing in different words. If you kasher before the fifth hour, you don't have to be makbul on all these things. And if you do it after the fifth hour, when chametz is also, then you have to be makbul on that. Now, why don't you have to be makbul before the fifth hour? What's the difference if chametz is not also? Still, why don't you be kosher that the bleeding is going to come back in? What's the problem? Same thing, the bleeding is going to go back in. And the answer to that is that it's because it's not parnas. Before, when chametz is heter, the bleeding is going to, the bleeding that comes out of the kli, let's say the chametz that comes out of your pot, your spoon, is going to go out. So the bleeding had to go, let's say from noodles, had to go from the noodles into the silverware, from the silverware into the hagala water, and from the hagala water back into the silverware. That's not parnas, and not parnas by hetera is mutter. So nothing wrong, not for not, is mutter.
I didn't know that works by chametz. Maybe I'm also a chametz, I just tried to, it's tam kolosh, right? But by chametz, which is also a mashu.
No, you almost get the right question. It's not also a mashu, it's before Pesach. It's not also a mashu.
No, but where it's
I mean, that on Pesach, it'll be also a mashu. The leftover time will be also a mashu. Oh, that's a different question. That's an interesting question. That's a very good question. I have to think about that. You're saying is not for not only works because when you eat it, the rules of the Israel are going to be the same. Here, when you use this fork on Pesach, at that point, chametz is aser mashu. I have to think about that question. Let me think about that. I can't answer it off the spot. There's probably an answer. But the mechaber thing, let me go back to where I was. The mechaber thing is that it's before the fifth hour, it's not for not. So the bliya that came in is mutter. So let me just talk about two pasim that are not for not, and then we'll get to the real question. One part is, the Rishonim, I think it's a Rosh, who asks, wait a second. There are many hold that not parnat and bishul is not considered not parnat. So here, this is Aydei Bishul. Because here, it's the Hagolah is Aydei Bishul. The first Bliya was the noodles got into the spoon. That might be a normal Bliya. But now, what's the rest of the knots? Where are the other knots? The other knots are you take the spoon, dunk it into boiling water, and the Bliya goes from the fork into the water and back into the fork. So that's Aydei Bishul. The bliya is so if not parnat doesn't work Aydei Bishul, the kula of not parnat is not Aydei Bishul, isn't this not parnat Aydei Bishul? The second and third, the end of the knots are all Aydei Bishul. You could say the first one wasn't, but the later ones were surely Aydei Bishul. So I think it's Rosh. Maybe I'm making a mistake. It's Rishonim who say this. Say that the answer is that over here there's more knots than you need. Here there's three knots. It goes from the chametz, from the noodles into your pot, into the fork. Fork into the water, and the water back into the fork, okay, or however you count knots, there's an extra knot over here, there's an extra transfer, and it goes through Kalim two times, and therefore, even the Aydei Bishul is mutter, okay, so this is really a Yerdei, then, that they say not an Aydei Bishul with extra knots, people that talk about it, but one of the, a riot with this one right over here, so this din that we're saying to be more makel before the Shach HaMishas, because of not for not, is talking about a case of not an Aydei Bishul. Okay, and it's mutter because there's an extra knot. Okay, when there are extra knots, then not panai de bishul is not a problem. Okay? And the other thing is that if chametz is not panai, then there's a detail, which is the machaber, the Ramah said, I don't know, the parentheses, but look at the Ramah said, that you could kasha with shishim connected the kli. So usually when you need shishim, you have to do the shishim, I don't know why I'm saying that. Okay, I shouldn't be saying this now. Okay. If this is true, but it has nothing to do with the Nat, which is that usually if you need Shishim, then you need the Shishim in one shot, because or else you have Chanan. Okay, or else if you only have 10 times as much in the first batch of water, then the water is completely traced. Okay? So you have that Shishim in one time, and the Bliya is a bottle. Since Chametz is no Chanan, so you could do it in two shots. Meaning, first I dilute the Bliya in 10 times as much water. Then the bleeds that are in there are just 1/10 iser, and then when you do it the second time, it'll be only 100 iser. Okay, I'm confusing this. I'm sorry. I said it from the not for not, so I'm doing that again. Okay, so the big shaila is, and this the pre-chodesh is the one who talks about this, like makes a to-do about this question, is that we have a big problem over here. We're saying that if you do it before the fifth hour, then it's not for not, and you don't have to be makud on it being any binyan or things like that. He says, well, not parnat is only mutter for heter. Not parnat the isura. Not parnat the isura is not. Not parnat the hetera is mutter. Not parnat of isura is not mutter. Well, in Tuf Manah of Lacha Dalad, we pass him that chametz is considered isura. Even before the fifth hour, chametz is isura. So what are you telling me? That before the fifth hour, you don't have to be makar on these things because it's not parnat. What are you talking about? We don't hold it not parnas. It's not parnas. It's the isura. What could you say? How can you say that this is not parnas? Doesn't make sense. Okay, there's a big kasha. The Bir Halacha talks about it, and I have to explain the question as follows. Explain just to frame the question a certain way. The Mishnah Berurah, the whole long halacha of this thing says nothing about the kasha until the very end. In a part of our mother we didn't read yet, he said you should just know that there's a minig to be makbid on these things even before the fourth hour, and you should just know that there are some achroinim who question this whole din, and they say that you should be makbid on these things even before the fifth hour. That's the extent of what the Mishnah Berurah says in the Mishnah Berurah part of it. He doesn't make like a very strong thing like this whole din is wrong. He just says there are some achroinim who are makbid on it. The Bir Halacha is stronger about it. He brings more of the Pre-Chadosh about it, and he leans more to be machmir on it. But L'chayra, this din is a very strange thing. This din is telling us to be makel before the fifth hour. If you want to cast it for Pesach today, you could do when it's Ben Yomer. You do nothing with cast it when it's Ben Yomer because the chametz is heter. It's heter. Well, chametz is heter. What are you talking about? Chametz is heter. We learned in Tafsir Al, it's an important din that chametz is Yisura. So what is he talking about? Okay. So now this all. Achronim give some kind of answers to it. I didn't find them very satisfying, except for one. That's what I'm going to say over this one answer from the Chazon Ish. But I have to say that the Chazon Ish, first he gives his answer. And after he gives his answer, he explains to you why you have to realize that there's got to be an answer to this question. And the reason is because he's got a pile of Rishonim who say, first of all, this kula, that before the fourth hour you could be making on all these things, and also say that chametz is Yisura. We look at it like yeah, it could be Yisura, Heter, and Zeshayim about it. But Rishonim have Shita. They're not like, you know, wishy-washy like we are. They know for real. So the same Rishon who says chametz is Yisura says that you before the fifth hour you could do it. So we can't say, oh, maybe the Mechabes being Mekel, a little bit, he's being Bezaris to Shita, like that. But these are people who really hold like that. And like the strongest, if I remember, it's a Rush also, the Rush in the same paragraph says both in him. He says chametz is Yisura, and he says that before the fifth hour you don't have to be mocking on these things. So just when you try to think about it, that well, what do we do? Is we have a big kasha. The Mechab is saying that chametz is hetera. Well, we know the Mechab holds that chametz is yisura. So you have to just keep in perspective of there's a whole bunch of rishonim who say both of these didn't. So we can't we have to answer the question. Or if we don't know the answer, we have to say it's like two being on us. We don't know the answer, but you can't ignore it. Now there are rishonim who say this point. Who say like the pre-chadash says, if chametz is yisura, then you can't eat before the fifth hour. You have to be makbid. I think it's a Rashi who says that.
What's the score of Manah? Not based on Hanan.
No.
What does it make a difference if you don't eat the fifth hour? It's too above. If it's tamkos, it's tamkos. Not tamkos. So therefore, what do you want to say?
That's very good. You're right to think you're lunged up. It's exactly what the chazanish talks about. And I'm going to say, it was hard for me to understand what the chazanish says. And I'll tell you what he says. Okay, but I'm going to try to explain to you what he answers. Okay, I'm just introducing it by what he says afterwards, which is, you can't pretend like we're not going to answer this kasha. And we're going to say, oh, it's a theory, and you have to be makbid on it, because there's too many people who say this. So we're missing something. Mm-hmm. We're missing something if we can't answer the question. Okay? So I'm going to tell you what I think the Chazon says. I'm not sure if I understand it. But I'm introducing it by saying is that we must be missing something. Either this is the answer or some kind of answer, because too many people say these two things to not say it, which you have to realize. Most people are makbid on what the way the Bir Halacha and the Pre-Chadosh says, which is, even before Pesach, we're machmir that a kli should be ein b'yomer before we capture it. Right? Well, that's what we do. We say can't have to be ein b'yomer. But that's what we do. But the truth is that min hadin, you don't have to do that. Like he said, the Mechaber and the Ramah don't say that. The whole pile of Rishonim said before the fourth hour, you don't have to be machmir on that. So it's not like if you captured a kli that was treif and it wasn't ein b'yomer, we're there, you have no choice. But here, really, it doesn't have to be ein b'yomer. We're machmir for this pre-chadosh. You know, people do that, but you really don't have to. I'm saying, really, then you don't have to. Okay, so what does the Chazon Ish answer? He says like this. He says the two rules of, the, we have two rules that depend on Heter and Isra. One is Chametz, a Blir, which is right on the fire. If the Blir was on the fire, it was Heter, like it was Milchix, or let's say it was nice, a carbon. The din is, you only have to do Hakal, you don't have to do Limon. But if it's Isra, then you have to do Limon. That's one din. The second thing we have is that there's a din of not barnat, and if you not barnat is a kula that only applies by Heter, it doesn't apply by Yisra. Okay.
What was the first rule about what?
The rule is that if you cook something right on the fire,
yeah,
you cook a piece of meat right on the fire, then you need limud. But that's only if it's iser. If the thing that was cooked on the fire was heter, meaning it was a piece of meat that was kosher, which is spices, or it was a carbon, it was a meat that was from a carbon, then you just have to go, you don't have to leave them. And that's only been by heter. But if it's by iser, you don't have that din.
Okay.
So we have these two dinim, and in
what's
the second din? The time gets so weakened that you don't have to worry about that time anymore.
Uh-huh.
And that it only applies by heter. If it's iser, then it does apply. Okay, so these two, and there are more. I mean, the simple understanding is that the same thing. You know, one is heter and iser. Whatever is heter for this is heter, and whatever is iser is iser. Whatever those rules are. Okay, so he tries to explain that the rules are not the same. He says, so the Gemara says that the way not bar not works is that the time becomes so weak that it doesn't count anymore. Okay? And the way he explains it is the Gemara says there's a very strong food, a food with a very strong taste, an iser food that has a strong taste. So the Gemara says you don't say not burn out on that, because only regular tastes get weakened after they transfer a few times, but a stronger taste doesn't happen. It doesn't get weakened, so it doesn't get weakened up, and so it keeps its strength the whole time. So that's what nafranat does, is like it weakens the time. Like you said, it's makhlus shalam. It weakens the time as it goes more and more transfers. So the Ran says, well, why is Isra different? If it weakens the time, why shouldn't it weaken the time of Isra? Okay, now this is a very important insight. I don't know what he says, but the Ran says this. The words are, kohecha di'ika time klau, oyser at soif kol ha'olam. Even if there's any remnant of a time, it asks forever, and the Chazon Ish, the way he resets that is, he says, zeh kohecha iser le'ezer. Which I think what that means is that the if I take iser and I absorb that iser into, I take a piece of trace meat and it's absorbed into a pot. Something very drastic just happened. The pot became trace. So that in itself, the fact that something bad just happened, says to us, I don't care that it got a little weakened. The iser is in all its strength, not because of the tav, no, it lost a little of its tav, but it's in all its strength because it just had an effect on the kli. The kli just became trace. What it just did has made this kli worse. And now when it transfers again, it transfers and made like another thing worse. So it's the fact that it's iser gives it strength to say that wherever you go, you're going to ruin things. And don't say, oh, I'm getting weakened, because I had an effect. So I had an effect on the first kli. Now I go from the first kli and say, I had another effect. I had an effect. So each kli you say, since I'm doing something to the next kli, so it has some kind of an effect. Okay, now, you should just know, there are those who say that not by not being true, that it's usher, might only be a din d'rabbanan. That's a shiloh, whether it's a din d'raisa or d'rabbanan. But for whatever it means, I can't really tell what it means, but he says, kohecha dika time a klal, oyser at soif kol ha'olam, and the chazir says, zel kohecha iser le'ezer. It's as if, since the iser is doing its thing, in the first transfer, it's doing its thing, it doesn't lose, it's holding strong, and it's winning, so it holds on. So if you think like that, when you have chametz, today, a kli absorbed chametz, it's before the fourth hour, and a kli absorbed chametz, nothing happened. Nothing happened to that kli. The kli wasn't affected. When I looked at this kli, does anything...
Who's explaining this halacha?
The Chazon Ish is saying this to answer this kasha. Okay. Yeah, so the Chazon Ish says, he's answering this theory. Mm-hmm. So the Chazon Ish, he says, when I cooked noodles in my pot today, did all of a sudden do we have to call up the rabbi and say, oh my gosh, I just cooked noodles in a pot? Nothing happened. Nothing. Did I cook noodles in a pot? No, it doesn't affect the pot. Nothing bad happened.
This is Hanan that I hear. Well, then it's actually affecting the pot. Oh, you're not affecting the pot. The pot is the same pot as before.
I think it's like a Hanan. I would think, here in my notes, it's like a Hanan kind of an effect. Just like when Hanan, it did something, so then it like takes over the whole kli. So here also, when it did something, it like holds on to its strength. Not the time is really getting weakened, but it's like reinvigorated by the fact that it did something to this kli. I can't, I'm telling you, I don't 100% understand.
What is that?
It's in Kuf Yutes, the beginning of Yudal. Okay, Yudah, the very beginning of Yudah, the first long paragraph. So he says, so chametz, when the chametz came into a pot, nothing happened. I'm allowed to eat chametz today. So the fact that if I cook a piece of trace meat in a pot, I go, oh my gosh, I just cooked trace, and it did something. If I cook noodles in a pot, what is it? Nothing. So I cook noodles. I eat them. There's nothing wrong with that. So it didn't have any effect. So from that perspective, chametz is not like iser. Chametz is like heter, so to speak. It doesn't have any effect, so as it gets huklash, so it got weakened up, so by the time comes to Pesach, it's a weakened time, and I don't have to worry about it. That's not for now, I don't have to worry about it. But Heterbala, the din of Heterbala, you don't have to do Levon, is a completely different thing. He says, the Bliya went in, you have to kasher it. And in a normal bliya, you have to get it out completely. If you just do hagol, you're going to get out most of the bliya. You're not going to get it all out. So you didn't do your job. You have to get it all out. But he says that he doesn't use these words, but he says when one of the words I'm going to use, he says like this: when the bliya, when something is heter, and it needs to, let's say we have basar, and we need to make it basar b'chalav. For basar to become basar b'chalav, it has to make a change in its status. It has to go from just being basar to basar b'chalav. Well, in Gemara's case, it has to go from being kachin to being nicer. It has to make a change in its status of what it was. So in order to make a change in status, it has to be, as if judged, in my words, it has to have like a hamod of harocha. We say by kachin, it has to have it has to have hamod of harocha. Okay, you have to be able to
by
pidyon. It has to be able to stand up that you can make the pidyon to it. It has to like present itself to be able to do that. So that's the thing is, the Gemara says that if the kli, the thing is heter, in order to change statuses, if it's already a blue into the kli, then you got most of it out through Hagala, the little bit that's left is not enough to be able to change status. You can't change status on that little bit that's left. If it's Isser already, it stays Isser. But if it's Hester now and you need it to change statuses, it can't change statuses with that little bit that's left. That's not enough. It's as if like a dead animal that you can't, it's a pigeon. You can't do pigeon on it, it's a dead animal, you can't do Hamad of Arachon. So here also, it's too much has been knocked out of it. You can't make a change in status. Okay? So it's changes in status that can't happen to the little blue that's left. So from that perspective, chametz doesn't need to change their status. And those are the words of the Rishonim. They say, chametz shmoy olav. There's no change in status. The thing that's in there, nothing, you don't change anything about the chametz to make it that when Pesach comes, you're not allowed to eat it. The chametz doesn't change it. You don't change status. You have to change with the time. Chametz will change with the person. I don't know. You'll ask whoever. But the chametz doesn't change. So chametz shmoy olav, the chametz is still there. So it doesn't have to go through any change of status. So in that perspective, chametz is Israel. Only things that have to go through a change in status, those things can you do just Hagolah and you don't have to do Levon. Because once you get rid of most of the time, the little bit that's left won't be able to be changed. But Chametz from this perspective, Chametz is more like Isser, that it doesn't need a change in status. It is what it is. So even if there's a little bit left, you have to get rid of it. Okay, so it comes out, it's like two different dinim for the din of not bar not, he's saying, for the din of not bar not, chametz is like hetzer, because there's no stigma or contamination, nothing's going on when you belay it the first time. Okay, so nothing's happening to the cleave, so the chametz, the tam is getting weaker and weaker, as opposed to by isser, that the tam, because of the isser has some kind of an effect, okay, the isser is doing something, it's oyser at this point, therefore it's considered like a, therefore the isser doesn't get weakened out by its naparna, as opposed to for the din of hetera bola as to whether you need libun or hagola, the other din is, if you did hagola, what's left can't change the status. This stuff doesn't have to change the status. It is what it is. The chametz doesn't have to go through any changes, and so it doesn't have to be, presentable to be able to change its status. So therefore, from that perspective, chametz is more like iser, and we say that you need to leave. Okay. So again, I repeat that I can't say that I fully understand the chazanish. The part about that heter bala for libra hazal, that I understand. The part as to why not banati yisur is worse, that's the part that's not as clear. But I can't not repeat that Chazanish says, you gotta say an answer to this theory, because it's not like it's like, oh no, we have a kasha and whatever, because there's too many people who are saying this way, and it's a huge cool. I mean, this is, we're answering and we're being machmir to be on something, but really, min hadin, you don't have to be, and really, min hadin, you can do it even with binyan.